Okay, I know it's hard to remember what happened last week, but last year we had the story about a South Korean violinist, Won Hyung-jun. He'd been working desperately to bring North Korean and South Korean musicians together for a concert. He said it was his way of honoring his grandfather.
My grandfather came to South Korea during the Korean War, and he and his mother got separated. My grandfather had a pair of her shoes, and he put those shoes in his drawer. So whenever he works, he just opened the drawer and to check, his mother's shoes.
Won tried for years to make this concert happen, and he got really close in 2015. A performance he organized near the border between North and South was canceled at the last minute for security reasons.
It was really sad because I really, really believed it was going to happen. Honestly, I felt, yeah, maybe it's our destiny.
Then, just last weekend, it finally happened. Won performed together with the North Korean soprano Kim Song-mi in Shanghai. At one point, they joined hands and bowed together for the audience.
함께 이제 리허설도 하고 함께 이제 식사도 같이 하면서
Kim, the vocalist,
했던
told the Associated Press that for that
지금
moment at
우리가 살고
least,
있는
it felt like
것도
unification had come. Of course, a concert by itself probably won't lead to a major diplomatic breakthrough. North Korea's testing missiles again. But as Won likes to say,
Music is the only ultimate medium of understanding through which people are forced to listen to each other, regardless of background.
And we'll leave it there with violinist Won Hyung-jun performing the iconic Korean folk song, Arirang. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios in Boston at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.